fuck you, man.
I like crunch berries.
And
I'm telling you, you gotta pick up.
Number one should get a film session.
Getting off at 9:20, so I got some time.
Oh, okay, cool. We got
by himself.
Oh, show started. Go ahead and talk. Oh,
hey, shit. Man, how y'all doing, man? Everybody good?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah,
I am awful.
Yeah.
What's awful about it?
Nothing. I just want to see if you guys would ask me what was awful. So I appreciate your concern. Wow, come on.
Ah, damn.
I'm sorry. I'm a little.
God sent the package. I signed for it. We move on.
Quick announcement, though. For y'all out there listening, this is our last show on Podomatic. So if you rock with us, we need y'all to follow us over there to SoundCloud.
Wait.
Please.
What happened?
We're just trying to get rid of Derek Heller. You know, he's been following us and shit. So we're about to say, fuck that.
You gotta stop throwing that name out there.
Fuck that dude, man.
So still, wait,
in 2017.
No more Podomatic?
That dude is in church now, taking care of his daughter. Leave that man alone.
Is he really?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Instagram.
He's still a bitch.
Fuck him.
Ouch.
Look, man, I'm not co-signing that.
I mean, you can. We're not specifically having, like, face prints of, like, who this guy really is.
No, I'm going to go ahead and post a picture of it.
Just got to
then
stop.
Again, that gives every Derek Heller out there in the old...
Stop throwing that name out there.
No, listen. You take
stop throwing the name out
with
there.
That guy's name.
I'm known,
and they're like,
man. People know me.
Fuck that dude, man.
This is the suing land of America. Mm.
I owe him a right hook.
Damn.
You might have everybody
on
else.
What?
Yo, let that man live. Let him live.
On your wedding day.
Let him live.
We all dressed up. I see this motherfucker on the street. I'm bombing on you.
Damn.
I'm going to throw a bean pie at him.
Well, that's just
what
racist.
What we going to be looking like?
What we going to be looking like?
Allahu Akbar.
We end up look,
those dudes
them.
On MLK will at least be happy that you bought the bean pie. MLK what you do with it is up to you.
Halam.
She was like, I wanted to look like Harlem Knights. I was like, I don't look like Harlem Knights.
Like, look, I'm Mexican. I'm just going to roll my window up.
What?
I'm just thinking about a lowrider, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, you mean like...
You're ignorant.
Oh, thank you.
She's trying to act like we had a problem when we got home till I reminded her that I did call you.
What you mean?
About the suit.
She had acted like you guys had a problem.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't like your changes.
Oh
and yeah, we're not wearing these bow ties. And that's final.
She went away with the bow ties. It was the color of the suit. She wants me to wear the light one. Y'all wear the dark ones. Which, after a while, I went, all right, fine. But she still kept arguing with me about the suit. So then I had to yell at her, and I was like, hey, why are you still arguing at me when I just told you I'll wear the light suit?
That's where it starts.
Because I want the bow tie, goddammit.
No, it was over. Then I left, and then she texted me like, all right, yeah.
So what are we doing? We're taking our jackets off.
No, y'all are wearing the dark ones. I'm wearing the light one.
What the fuck happened?
He got Ralph Trasvant. He's different.
We were like still there, and you were saying we're all wearing the same jacket.
Yeah, we were, but then she was like, yeah, but I really want you to wear the light one because of this and that. You're supposed to look different. I was like, well, why don't we just take the? She wanted her suggestion, so I was like, all right, cool. But like, only thing I'm firm on is like I'm not wearing a fucking bow tie. Like that was my only thing. I just don't want to wear a bow tie.
It's not even September yet.
So she was like,
I bet you we wearing these bow ties.
Who knows? But she was,
no, already signed off for a tie.
But
so.
she was like, all right, fine. But she kept arguing about the suit. I was like, I said, like, why are you? I'm like, okay, I'm not married to
she
the dark
to know
suit.
Your reason. No, she was mad at your reason.
No, she was mad because I went there and then I changed something when she had something in place. But
you
I was
can't do that.
Because she said I wanted you involved, and he's like, "Nah, this is your show."
Yeah, I said, "Nah, this is cool."
But now she's now it's not her show. You're like, "Well, motherfucker,
it's still her show." Only thing I said was, "I don't want to wear a bow tie." Like it's one thing.
No, it's big for them. Man.
I don't.
But even
I
if you don't want
fuck.
No input, at least what you're wearing should be, you know.
No, it's like the Snickers story.
No,
the Snickers.
Hold on. I get what you're saying. But like I don't even care about that. I was just like, well, I want to wear the dark.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So
but the
it's
bow tie
not even
aspect.
A big. It's not even. Well, I'm not wearing a bow tie. Yeah, but if it happens, go. I mean, like, what the fuck?
So I guess wear bow ties.
I don't want to wear the bow tie.
She ain't showed you her true colors yet.
That's the only thing.
What's that ring?
I've been seeing.
I see your true
called her
colors.
On that already.
She ain't seen nothing.
She already knows. We've had this conversation. Let it go. I now pronounce you man and wife, and you're a completely different person. Well, guess what? Sign these papers. We're not gonna be different. I mean, if you evolve into another person, I get that. You know what I mean? Like
that, well, that's what happens.
No, I mean like we grow together. No. That's different. I said if you act like a different person. Like you can evolve but not become a completely different person.
So was it like Pokemon?
Yeah.
You want to see what her second form is?
Yeah, like you were Pikachu and you evolved into a Raichu. Like, okay, you still Thunder.
It's more like,
right?
I mean,
you're like Goku
and Super Saiyan pimping. It's totally different.
It's not like you're not like an Eevee and then like all of a sudden you're a Vaporeon. It's like, whoa, you a whole nother
Yeah, man.
You're a whole nother type.
Flareon. How the fuck did you do that?
Yeah, you a whole nother type. First you was normal, now you water. Like, what the fuck is going on right here?
I mean, I thought it was just Goku and Super Saiyan Goku. But
the base is, he's still Goku.
Man, you're going to wake up one day and not know who the fuck you are in this marriage.
No. Now you just try to scare this dude.
Now you're doing too much. Ain't no, I don't know who I am. I'm past that point.
You're going to wake up like.
If I would have got married.
Why the fuck am I wearing this pink gown?
22. I would probably agree with you on that. If I would have got married the first time at 22, I would agree. I would have woke up one day like, who the fuck am I?
And yeah, we'd be hitting these streets.
Yeah, then I'd probably be divorced then.
We probably wouldn't even be on this show. Because he would have been hitting the bottle super hard.
Yeah, sleeping pills tough. I probably would have OD'd on something.
And I would have laughed. Fuck.
I had a sleeping pill addiction at one point in time.
I mean, I know he was in it.
And I probably didn't help when I would make jokes about it. So
I had a sleeping pill addiction.
You had a sleeping pill addiction?
Yeah, I was addicted to sleeping pills. I couldn't sleep.
Did you sleep with the pills?
At first, but then you get immune to it. So you ended up taking more. So, you take too much, you're going to take the long sleep.
How many pills you get up to before you say something ain't right?
I knew it wasn't right when I wouldn't take a pill and then I get like those shakes.
So you start off with one pill, right?
Yeah.
Then you get one up to two. How many did you get to where you had to pop? How many, like, at a time?
Well, I never popped, like, back to back to back to back to back.
No,
I didn't take four at a time.
But
it'd be like, say it's 8, and I'd take one. I'll be like, man, that didn't work. 8:30, I'll take another one. Like, man, shit, still ain't work. I need to take another one. Then, like, 30 minutes later. So over a 30-minute period, about 3-4 pills.
Goddamn. Did you sleep after those?
Yeah, then I finally, all right,
and then
cool.
It was the long one?
No, I'm here, so it wasn't a long one.
Yeah. No, but I mean like
then the drowsiness started. But
so are we speaking to a ghost right now?
Right? Are you really here right now?
Right. Yeah. This is my vessel. This isn't really me.
I wish you would be a ghost here right now.
I would run the fuck out of here.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, why the fuck you here? Ain't putting no numbers out in our, you know, right? World for us.
Why ain't you robbing banks and bringing us money?
Saying. But yeah, so I was popping them, and then after a while, you get those shakes when you stop taking them. I was like, I'm addicted to this shit. Probably should have figured out, you know, you popping them left and right, but.
How'd you stop?
I just stopped. I just hadn't. I was like, you know, this is a little weird.
Stay up 12 days until I finally get tired on my own.
It's hard for me to go to sleep.
It was like Nightmare on Elm Street for this dude.
It's I would not survive in that shit.
Nah, I ain't cool. I'll be tripping.
Yeah. I'd have died the first night.
Well, you know why?
Off of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, because you're black. Of course, you're gonna die first.
I'm not gonna fight sleep.
could have been weak pills too, but. Yeah. Now, if I moved up to like the what's the name brand sleeping pills?
I don't know.
So you were taking the Walgreens brand?
Yeah, I was saying like the Walgreens brand.
That's why it wasn't working.
That shit is strong though.
Shit works.
You need some Ambien.
Some shit.
Yeah, it wasn't Ambien. I'd probably be dead if it was Ambien.
So we can laugh about it now. Sorry.
We could have laughed about it then.
I did.
And then also like the feeling your body has too. It's like your body's like, hey man, you tell yourself, I need this to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like porn?
Like porn. Okay, then.
So you need that to go to sleep?
I mean, that could be that's an addiction too.
It is. It can be.
If you go to sleep and you start shaking, you're like, I need a beat.
Yeah. That's. Are you addicted to porn, Pat?
It's a yes or no question. Yeah.
You gotta answer I don't like these fucking questions.
You yes or no what? Question.
It's not a yes or no question, man.
It's right, not?
Man. Just say porn is a good thing, man. Just say porn is a good thing.
It's not.
It's not a good thing?
No.
Why not? Why not?
I don't know.
So it's not a good thing?
Is it a good thing?
Is it a good thing?
Yeah, if I didn't have it, man, who knows what I'd be fucking.
Huh? He's saying animals you're and saying everything. You need it to stay safe.
Like you stay, need it now that you're in a relationship and get married.
I mean, it helps.
To stay faithful, it's like a... It's
it
like
helps.
A,
it's like it's an escapism. Like it helps.
So yeah. You feel it helps you stay faithful?
Who?
You.
Or anybody.
Or anybody.
Sure.
Anybody.
Sure.
Do
yeah.
You?
Well, yeah.
Sure, you are. I'll say it, yeah. I think that's a mechanism to help.
Dude.
Is it the best mechanism? Or should it be used as one? No, but does it help you?
Does it help me? Yeah, it helps
I don't think it's a mechanism to make me stay faithful. I think it's a relieve stress, relieve some built-up tension. Gives me sleepy. Especially if you like... You're flipping through, like I'll sometimes flip through the IG and be like, all right, cool. Nah, I need you to show me something. Show me something. That's not it. Bingo. Ho.
And that is
me. And I just
time.
Sit on it for a minute, and you know what I mean? And
And then it's sleep time.
Then it's sleep time. I go right to sleep, man. It's good.
Night night. Okay.
Good, who man. Sent that text out earlier today? Earlier in the week?
What took
the porn question?
I did.
What does that shit say?
Oh, are you crazy if you pay
it,
for porn?
No, are you is weird it, if you pay yeah. for porn?
Isn't it just I'm depends not. On what you're looking for, though.
Okay.
I just said it. I say it's weird because it's so accessible.
I
even
said,
shit that's paid
I
for.
I said, look, if you want a real answer, don't ask Mike. That's exactly what I told him.
At least you know me so well, exactly. Because
if you want a real answer, don't ask
me. You already know my first answer is not going to be a serious answer. Just know that. If you guys ask me any question, chances
wait
are the first
the
answer is not the
yeah,
true
wait,
well, answer.
Yeah. Wait for the second answer, yeah.
Because you've seen my answer,
it
right?
It stayed true to form.
Wait for the second one, and then that'll be... The rational answer.
Porn is a getaway.
Yeah.
Porn so, is a getaway.
Hold on real quick. Let's answer his question, though.
Is it weird?
Yeah, is it weird?
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, no, it's not weird, because look, okay.
Because I can find anything I want to see.
That's what I was going to say.
Almost anything.
If you...
What else do I want to fucking see? I just want to see
but
some...
That's what I'm saying. What if you see something, you're like, oh, shit.
Let me give you...
That's behind a paywall, and you try to find it, but you can't find
let
it.
Let me hit you with a certain scenario, right? I'm the type of person, I like specific girls. Like, I know the porn star's name. You get
damn.
What I'm saying? So, I like who I like.
Which a lot of people do now.
Yeah. So,
I mean, shit.
It's
so,
just
I'm going to throw out some names. So, there's a Tiana Trump, Charlie Chase, go old school, Asa Akira. You're like, there's a certain women.
Yeah.
You're like, I just,
well,
I like
who
them.
Does not like Asa Akira?
Okay, but I'm saying I like
then
this
and
person.
Now.
So, you may just, you know, man, you may be a veteran to this, and you done got numb. You tired of seeing the same scene over and over.
Tiana Trump?
Yeah, Tiana. T-E-A-N-N-A. But you're like, man, I'm tired of, oh, and Misty Stone. That's another. I've been on my black women lately.
Oh, Tiana Trump is a,
She's black. So, yeah, she's vicious. So, yeah, so like in a specific person, you might be like, okay. You type in that name, you come across a scene, you're like, man, I haven't seen this scene like
100 times.
7 times. Like, this ain't gonna do nothing for me. But now all these women, they got their own personal
exactly
sites.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if somebody went into that and was paying for that site for that person, I get it. But to like walk into a store and get a compilation DVD, I'd be like, you ain't really gotta do that, man. Just save your money.
So, I get that's I see where you're at. So who really goes and buys DVDs and shit like that anymore? Now, to me, that's weird.
Well, I guess I'm not.
Now,
addicted.
If you subscribe to a website for a particular one that you care for, or a particular, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, like
if you go
like
to
fatties.
The, you know,
com.
Nowadays, back then, okay, that was different. But nowadays, if you go and
buy
like DVDs,
I mean, it's like subscribing to Playboy. It's the same thing.
There you go.
Midgetmadness.com.
I'm down for about whatever. Huh?
I can't rock.
I'm just saying, like, what if you're into stuff like that? I mean, what if somebody's into stuff like that? Dude,
I simply need.
They go right there.
I know I'm not addicted yet because y'all talking about
sweet black specifics and shit.
When y'all talk about specifics and stuff, like, there's.
Does that mean you're addicted or you just well knowledgeable in what you like? And
just
that?
Knowledgeable in what you partake in.
Look, I know that some some nights I want to be with a white girl. Some nights I want to be with a black girl. Some nights I want an Asian. Sometimes I want a blonde. Sometimes I want a brunette, okay. A redhead, okay. An older woman, a younger woman. Okay, you know, not too fine. Young. You know, you know, but you right. know, I just want to. I switch it up. But I stay on that black.com.
So that's why my answer to him was, what the fuck was my answer?
But you was like, it's not, it's okay. But.
Nah, you were like.
Oh, I said, it's not weird, but it's a dumb idea. That's what I said. It's not weird, but it's a dumb idea.
I was like, man, what's a dumb idea?
It's a dumb idea because you can get it online for free, but it's not weird if you without paying for it.
You called out specific human beings. I don't even know these people by name.
Yeah, there's certain people I
they just
I like.
Come up
certain
when
girls
I see
them.
I
like.
Yeah, no, nah, it's not weird, but a dumb idea. And then I think I was at work when you asked that question, wasn't I? No, I was not. What the fuck was I doing?
I don't know where I was.
It's probably being
no. I was trying to wonder where I was at.
Nah, you weren't, because I was at work.
No, it was like 8. Oh, that's why. I was getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
So before I got to the real answer.
You were beating off in the bathroom.
I went sleep time. 8:40 is way past my bedtime, so I'm sorry.
Yeah. I figured that too.
And
I
was
like,
man.
I gotta leave with something good before I go to bed. So
I gotta leave with one more.
And that's crazy because I was like, man, should I send it to Mike right now? I know he about.
Fuck it. You can always send me anything. If I don't answer, it means I'm asleep. I'm gonna see it in the morning.
Just letting you see your time in case you.
Oh no, I'm good. I'm good.
Ain't want her to fuck you up.
Yeah, she probably would.
Yeah, but I was like, man, I wanna get that response, that answer before.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Usually.
Everybody cut out.
On good days, I'm up till 9. The other day, I was up till 11.
That was a good question, though, because when you asked, like, is it weird? I thought about it for
a minute.
That
is a good-ass question, though. Because
it's not the best question in the world, but yeah.
But it's still a good question.
All group chats are full of questions that, like.
Here's the question. Here's the final question.
Weird question.
Did you end up paying for some?
I thought about it. I had, like, something like what you were talking about. Yeah. A specific person right there. I was like, I don't know.
Did you?
No, I didn't. I was like,
how much was it?
$79.99.
Nah, it was more like
is it more than PlayStation Plus?
Or it was around there.
Fuck.
It was around there.
Was it? Oh shit.
Is that a
year
or
4 year subscription?
Oh, well, see,
though,
for a year's not bad.
Okay. Right, what if you get tired of her?
Exactly. That's what I'm like.
Better not get tired of her for that kind of money.
What's the monthly
I got
looking
one,
like?
Yeah, there's some I don't.
That's what you
get. If you get like $5.99 a month.
It's 20
That's
or 30,
20, 30 a month. Yeah, you better off getting
multiple. How much beating y'all doing? Because I only need a couple of cut scenes, and then I rewind that scene until I get what I need.
That same scene over and over again?
Well, not over. I mean, goddamn.
Well, that's what we're saying.
Well, that's
man,
what we're talking about. If there's a specific person you like, and you're watching that person.
You're only going to get a certain amount of scenes.
On the free sites.
That you can look up.
Dude, that on my site.
What's your site?
Pornhub.
Same site I use.
So on Pornhub, I'll look at like blacked.com. I'll see this shit pop off. And I'm like, wow, that was nice. And then I might be done with that one and switch it up. Have me 3 girls.
Before, yeah, if you're doing it that way, yeah. But
before Pop Goes the Weasel.
I'm specifically talking about a specific person. Though, yeah. Only if
oh, my God. These women are going to be like, these are some pervs right here.
That's
no,
cool.
Nah.
If it's just a random thing. Yeah, I mean, look, all of us in relationships.
So. I mean, so what? I don't give a fuck.
They can think you're what's pervy about it? Would you rather us be out here talking about, you know, we out here at the club just banging random strange?
I think
night?
I think it is a lifesaver. I think it is a relationship saver.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
I do really honestly think that it saves my marriage. Because
I get
life.
Angry. If
because they ain't always because your woman ain't
evil. You gotta get the evil out. That's what I call it.
Maybe some. I don't speak for every relationship, but in mine specifically, she ain't always ready to go and shit. So so I'm always ready to go. So if she ain't ready to go, I love me.
Yeah, you gotta take care of yourself.
You know, One day I'm gonna try to switch hands.
It is what it is. That'd be awkward.
A new experience.
It's all right. It's cool. Just,
oh, you did it.
Just hey, clean man, up I after
play
yourself.
Play basketball, man. You got a dribble, lay up with your left too. You just gotta go in.
Feels like that. Feels like shooting with your non-shooting hand.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
I've already graduated from no lubricant or nothing. I'm just
that hurts.
I'm with it.
We talked about that. You the real one if you go. You know, but yeah, it's the same shit.
I figured it's like
you just ain't got that time.
Was it too much info?
No, it wasn't.
I've graduated. No lubes.
I thought you did.
Like, I'm not trying to get too personal.
And then he's gonna bust that out.
Y'all always do this shit to me. Every time, y'all always. It's like y'all pull,
and then you just
just ride.
I'd be like, no, I'm not doing this today. I'm not doing this with you motherfuckers. And then
I just usually surfs up, man.
So Pat, that's what all three of y'all. Yeah, so Pat, and I was like. Oh, no, you going to talk. That's what you didn't say it, but you was like, oh, no, we going to get you on this one. You going to say some shit on this.
You didn't have to, man.
What do you mean I don't have to? It's a talk show.
We don't egg you on.
Yes, man. You do.
Rather you think we
yes,
do
you fucking do.
Do you we egg you, him on? No, you get peer pressured into doing it.
That's egging
even
on.
Even though we're not even trying to. You really just feel not. Like, fuck, I better say something.
I'm going to go ahead and talk.
You got to speak on it. Speak on his name. Evil.
So the consensus is?
It's not weird.
You?
To pay for it? No. That's what we're still talking about, right?
Yeah, we're still talking about that.
No,
yours?
It's not.
I think it's problematic when you start having to pay.
I just go off of I'm still the same.
It's weird.
It's not weird.
It's not weird, but you shouldn't really
but
have
it's a dumb idea.
Yeah, it's not.
You shouldn't. Nobody should have to pay for this free shit right out here.
And I still think it is. I stand by it. That is don't fuck other women saver sometimes.
Sometimes. All the time.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Damn.
All the time. Sure. I really do feel like if I didn't use porn at all, cold turkey, I would have dipped out a long time ago.
I'd be toenail deep in something else.
I'd have slipped and dipped a long time ago.
Then regretting it, like, damn, I wish I wouldn't have.
No, I know my relationship. I know it's over.
I knew I should have just fucking turned on the porn. Shit.
I just, look.
And you think there's dudes out there like that?
Yeah, you know what advice I gave my friend at work? Hold on, Pat. You know what advice I gave my friend at work? Mm. He used to always ask me. Him and his wife at the time were going through something. And he was like, man, he was on the edge of, like, wanting to cheat. I was like, man, like, because the problems they were having, like, it could be fixed. It wasn't, like, something serious where it's like, man, you know, coming back from that. So I was like, man, look, go home, beat off. And then look at the same picture. And if you feel differently, don't cheat. And I was like, all right. And then like a week later, he was like, hey, Jerome. I was like, I guess he took the advice.
Hey, man, I did what you told me to do. I'm going to go into detail and tell you what I did, man. I went home,
yeah,
man.
It would have been terrible.
Locked the doors. I turned off the lights.
Hey,
I lit a candle, right?
Right here.
It's one of those incense
right here,
candles.
Man, this is where we part.
This is where I leave you.
So, yeah, it helps. I mean, we definitely think with a clear mind when that evil's out of us.
You're absolutely right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? I do. It's a lot clearer.
Some people drink warm milk before bed. I pop one off.
Some people say the cucumbers taste better pickled.
They do. Let's get off the beat off subject.
Why?
It's a lot of meat being tossed around this conversation.
No, I have not tossed
my shit on the table.
Not a piece of meat.
Oh, man.
Fucking Mike.
Why? We're about to buy a new one anyway.
IKEA sponsor.
Trying to get this table money. Right. That's all we're trying to do.
Trying to get this table money, huh?
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Man. Just hold us down so we can get this table money. That's all.
My wife is, y'all done scratched the fuck out this table.
Just give us
chairs
a table
falling
money.
Off.
Donate to the table fund.
No, we ain't gonna create no Patreon. We just need y'all to support. That's it.
Yeah, you know.
That's it.
I recommend that none of y'all shake none of our hands at all.
Speak for yourself. You dap
especially
me up.
Brandon. He be with both hands.
Double fisting, huh?
You know, I just got this image in my head. And I'm like, what else am I supposed to do?
Why do we not have shirts yet?
Are y'all not into, I mean,
cause,
since we here, what about fetishes and shit? Anybody got like something weird that they like? Like, it's probably not weird in today's society, but anything weird?
Something weird. something weird.
No, I don't have nothing weird. I think I talked about this, like,
weird.
That you like to watch.
No, nothing weird.
Nah,
I can't think of nothing.
I ain't into that weird shit. Like, people like feet and shit like that.
Yeah, nothing like that.
I looked at that. I was like, I don't. Why?
Like, I told you, I like.
Don't put your feet on my dick.
Like, I'm not having sex with your feet right now.
Have you seen Mila Jade before?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Shout out to her.
What does she do? What?
She do the feet and the dick. She'll put her feet close together.
She'll hold her feet like, you know, like Jay-Z holding up the rock sign. Mm-hmm. She'll hold it like that.
And stroke your shit.
And then with her mouth.
Oh, her mouth is right there. It's the rock.
And her feet are right. And her feet are right there.
How's her mouth close to her feet?
She's bent up.
She's flexible.
She's bent up. I was like, man. I mean, that's probably not practical, but you know.
Yeah, just move your feet.
Sometimes it's nice to see something different.
Would you pay for it?
Nah, I don't pay for that. I wouldn't pay for. Some of these women got like these private Snapchats where they do that stuff. I was like, I'm not paying for that. Either do it for free on the Snapchat. No.
I like feet, but I don't like.
It's not my fault.
I like feet, but I don't like feet fucking.
That shit and it's all, you know.
I like feet. I like for their feet to be in the scene.
So you're a feet person?
There's something sexual about a woman's body and all of her parts and shit. But when I see her feet and her toes done right and shit like that, I'm not into toe sucking. I'm not even her jacking me out with her feet or nothing like that. But like just a pretty set of legs and some feet and shit. Like not nasty looking and all that.
Nobody likes terrible feet.
Ugh.
I got
a woman's feet. Ugh.
Bad acting on these porn movies. These porn skits.
That bug you?
You need the acting?
Hey, sometimes shout out to the acting. I've done this a couple times. Push play, and then I'm watching. It's like, ding dong. I don't need to see this. Fast forward. They fucking? What the fuck happened in between that?
And you back up to get information?
I go back just a little bit because my mind's just curious. I'm like, how the fuck did I get to this point? There's always something goofy. You know, he comes in. Regular scenario with the pizza boxes, like, you know, you order these pizzas.
It's She's not like, too I much meat on it,
but pff. Yeah, and it's just seeing no dicks out. But it just be weird.
Never go like that.
Yeah, no, it just be weird.
Not at all, man. That shit.
Yeah, none of mine either. Yeah, it just my mind just be wondering though. Somebody go to a mechanic. She takes the car and you're like, hey, and I'm like, I don't need to see this. Why is this dick? What? What the fuck was that in the middle of that?
With some chunks or some goddamn Tim's on, or some goddamn Air Force Ones.
That's
man.
Black dudes, like, man, come on, man, just fuck her, just fuck her.
Oh man, yeah, I ain't got no weird really fetishes out there for myself, man. That's. It's not me.
Nothing. It's probably because I haven't got to that point yet.
Because everything you got to escalate, right? You're talking about the pills. You say you got to take more to get to that place.
So like it probably starts from like. I think it probably starts from girl on girl. It's probably like the entry level girl on girl. I don't like that anymore either. But is that like the entry level girl? I used to. When I first started watching. So I think it probably starts at like girl on girl. And then you graduate to like. Guy, girl, then that graduates to maybe some anal in there, right. And that graduates to
I'm a plain like Jane, yo.
Seven dudes, one girl, then that graduates to pissing, graduates to shitting, and that actually before pissing and shitting, like there's probably fisting, like right in between.
I don't want to see that. Every time I see somebody's like, when I see four fingers in and shit, and I be seeing like fists and shit, I be like, I just. Fly right past that shit. I don't want to see no whole ass hand and somebody.
Babies come out of there.
I saw some goofy stuff, man. I was just like, man.
That's crazy, dog.
But yeah,
I saw it on the thumbnail. You know how now when you highlight the thumbnail, it starts like skimming the scene
basically
for you.
Give you the whole
like, preview
hey,
to
look,
you.
Look,
yeah.
Hey, shout out to them for that shit.
Shout out to that, man.
I love that.
That saves you so much time.
So you don't have to click it and be like,
what's this about? Is it good?
You have to tell me.
She good?
I don't fast forward. Like on black.com, for instance, you know, it's always a black dude, white girl, or whatever. Okay. And she goes into her storyline. Oh, my boss.
No, not fast forwarding. You know how before you click it, it's the thumbnail. If you highlight the thumbnail,
and you can drag it.
No,
plays like
no,
bits up
Snapchat
the scene.
It shows
the image by image. It's like that.
That's what it does. You just
highlight. On what site?
Most of them.
I think everything goes now.
It's on there?
Yeah. Just highlight it with the cursor.
You don't have to click on it.
Yeah.
and
it gives you still images of what happens.
I'm so good on Pornhub. Like when I'm looking, when I'm flying through, looking at what I want to see, like it give you the percentages on how good the quality is.
I'm saying Pornhub, they ain't paying us.
Oh, right? No, tell you pay us. Don't, they ain't shit.
I got that from
you. You gonna show them how to do it?
I'll probably say Pornhub.
Y'all use it on y'all phones?
Hmm?
Swiping on their phones, yeah.
What happened?
Nothing. That's how y'all watch y'all shit on your phone? Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah, I do.
Look, I'm gonna show you how to I'm gonna show you how that thing works. See?
What's that, X videos?
Yeah.
Shout out to that.
Oh, wow.
Well, you already
that kind of look like Paige. Were we supposed to talk about her?
Yeah, we can, but I still feel bad about that.
Yeah.
You feel bad about it?
I feel a certain way.
I thought feel you didn't feel it. Bad about it, man.
I don't feel bad about that shit.
I thought I was the one feeling
no,
bad.
No, what happens was after you unleash the demon, then you start feeling bad about it.
Yeah, once that evil came out.
Fuck.
When, like, it's maybe it's because.
Y'all beat off to that?
No, I didn't beat off to that, no.
Did
no,
you, Mike? No. Oh, okay.
But I'm saying.
That's not enough time.
I can make enough time for you. Just, just loop it.
You said, all right.
You said mixing it.
Just
your left it. Your left mixing hand is just good shit, man.
No, but I felt bad, like, because she seemed cool. I like wrestling.
That's what that shit is.
Jesus. Watching, I was like, she was talking about hurting herself and all that stuff, because like it wasn't meant to come out; it was a private thing between people. So I'm like,
man,
and I'm glad
it was
y'all
a lot of people that it was
too,
private to.
Because if you see the type of equipment they're recording off of, how do you not know this shit ain't gonna get leaked out? What is that? Is you? That's so ignorant and stupid.
Is it?
Now I'm think like now
if
I think
had a
about
nice,
it.
If I had a nice camera and I was recording, best believe I use top quality so I can see what I'm doing.
Dude, if you're a voyeur like that, look, you know that shit's gonna get leaked. The girlfriend I had,
how you just know was gonna get leaked?
I had a girl.
Like, you don't go into something like,
yeah, because I'm pretty sure there's
like
tons
I don't think
of people.
She's a Kardashian. Oh,
my girl before, before I got married, I was with a girl and this chick.
You weren't going into that type of stuff. What are you doing?
I am. What do you mean?
You feel peer pressure to do this right now?
No, it ain't no big deal. I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
I'm just saying. We were together and I wanted to record. So she let us record. So we record. We was getting it right. Then we looked back at it, and she was proud of it. I showed it to my boy Rob. You know what I'm saying? But after that,
see, you foul for that. See, you one of them. You foul for that.
She was there in the kitchen cooking.
You leaked it.
You leaked. Exactly.
She was in the kitchen cooking. I said, "Can he see it?" And you know. Then he was like, "Damn," you know. But after that, she erased it.
Okay.
She got rid of it. You know, most sensible people burn that shit after it's done. You know, you gonna let that shit leak out like that, yo?
But did you record it with the intention, like, hey, man, this may get leaked. If it get leaked, it get leaked. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. She didn't,
but I know them dudes was like, do something fucked up.
She didn't do anything, though.
How y'all know what she didn't do?
All right.
I mean, how you know?
I never imagined her doing what she does, so it's true.
It's a bitch ass. Somebody is a bitch ass for leaking it, but there's a reason behind it.
It's
a bitch ass move, but she probably didn't did something
but
to him.
She
said
did,
some
she was
shit.
Some bitch ass shit.
Said some shit she wasn't supposed to say.
Maybe.
So
and I really felt bad for Xavier Woods because I did not want them to take this dude. I didn't want them to kick him off.
Did they kick him off?
I wanted him to keep doing up, up, down, down.
Yo, what?
No, he's still doing
it. Is he done?
No, but that was like.
They kind of made a joke about it on Raw.
Yeah, but that was
what'd they say?
Well, they were just standing there.
Yeah,
and
like,
then,
you got something you want
to
say?
Yeah. Kofi and Big E were standing next to him, just looking at him like this. And then he goes, so, is there something you want to tell us? And then Xavier just looks at the screen, and then he starts talking about WrestleMania.
Whoa.
But that was their way of like acknowledging it. But the thing is, as long as people don't, if it just blows over, then nothing's gonna happen. But like, if he's at WrestleMania and it's like, you know, yeah, sex tape, sex, like if it keeps, then they'll probably
because you gotta think about the kids.
Now Paige ain't in WrestleMania no more, right? I mean, she's not in WWE no more, right?
She is.
She's just out with an injury.
Oh, I thought her and Alberto Del Rio hit the sticks and went somewhere.
He did. She's still there. She might be leaving too.
I'm telling you, I blame that Beaner. I blame that Beaner.
Do you?
I do.
Do you really?
It seems like ever since.
Is that hate?
I think it is.
Okay.
It probably is hate, but ever since they got together, it's been like a all downhill from here type deal.
What do you mean?
I can't speak on this one. This is all him.
Okay. I wouldn't know, it just seems like
all down here, like all this bad shit starts happening.
Like
go back and, because again, I felt like when I start reading and it's all on, you know, like on Bleacher Report when I read the WWE section.
Unless she got an attitude or something.
And the negatives started coming like once they got together. So I don't know. I'm getting very E! Entertainment at this bitch. We need to cut that shit out.
You still got her on your background on the PS4.
Right?
Shout out to that background.
Now I feel a certain way about my bad. You were so innocent.
I know what you did.
I know what you did.
I knew she wasn't innocent.
I seen it with my own pupils.
I knew she wasn't innocent. She was
foreign.
Well,
yeah, but I'm saying, European.
You said she's foreign.
Yeah, European women, they about that life.
Life.
I don't know if that's racial profiling or what.
It is.
Sure.
Listen.
It is. Do we need to go there?
Yeah, we can go there. I'll racial profile everybody.
I do it to you guys all the time, so. Yes.
Yes. What a day.
Man, it's about the racial profile the fuck out of you if you don't go pick her up.
It's true. I got some time.
How much time? I thought. What?
She can wait. Damn, <son. laughs> Grown man, big dick shit going on right now. I got a couple more minutes, so. What else do I want to talk about?
Listen, man, don't forget, man. You might wear the pants. It's the pants that she bought.
Exactly. I wear the pants, but she bought them, but it's okay. So I'm wearing them.
I might need 3 belt loops.
Before I go, though, I just want to talk about the Raiders coming to Vegas. Make sure you know.
They are coming to Vegas.
For the next 2-3 years, possibly. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, 2.
But once they get here, go Raiders.
3 professional sports teams. Do we have a soccer team here, too?
Oh, no. There's 2.
They wanted soccer. The baseball team. Soccer was the first one.
Hockey.
The baseball team,
Baseball's minor league.
Minor league, yeah.
It's still a...
Nah.
No?
No.
Nothing?
Nope. Not even once?
They're the Cubs, dude.
No, Mets.
The Cubs. Mets?
No, they're not. Yeah. Hold on. Who are they with?
Mets.
Who do we used to be with?
First, it was the Dodgers.
Dodgers, right?
They were with the Blue Jays.
Then the Cubs, now the Mets, I guess.
All right, well, 2 professional teams here in Vegas. Huh?
When we thought we were getting nothing. Shout out to that.
when we get them, we'll get them.
We'll get them.
When they're playing.
We got to be there together.
Yeah, that's a 100%.
Sounds intimate right there.
Because this is a serious situation.
I wouldn't say it like that.
Why did you have a Pat moment, man? Why did you make it that?
Hold on, man. I dulled it down to seem like it wasn't that big of a deal. It was an intimate moment.
You could have been like, no, that's gay.
That was very intimate.
Wait, what? I don't see the difference. Wait a minute.
Hey, man, phrasing, man. You gotta say it.
The tone that you use, I guess, was different?
Yeah.
Hey, Pat.
Okay.
I understood what you meant, man.
Oh, my God.
You're okay with me.
I don't care what they say about you when you're not around. You're okay, my boy.
Oh, jeez. Pat, all you had to do was buy the house on GTA, man. We could have made it. We could all made millions.
But Mike's cheap, huh? Okay.
Oh, man. Why you over there cheesing? What you plotting over there?
Because y'all ain't shit.
Well, we know that. Fuck. All right, fellas. Y'all keep this shit going, though.
We will.
Well, fuck no. Fuck
off. It's not going to stop. You want me to bring you mic tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to leave this shit. You can bring that shit tomorrow. I'm going to catch up with y'all tomorrow.
Hey, people, go ahead and say goodbye to Mike. You got to leave right now.
Wait a minute, it shouldn't be a problem if I unplug it. Will it? Yes, I'm not saying goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. There you go. Yeah. I think the mic picked up all that.
All
right,
fellas.
See you later, man. Don't be weird. Don't be weird about this.
No, he's got to be weird, man. That's Mike, man.
Don't be weird about this. Don't be weird about this. Why was that so weird?
Just to shake his hand. Like,
I'm not doing that again.
There's a lot of Jergens on there.
Yeah.
What?
You fingered your palm.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Smell your palm. No. All right, fellas.
I'm going to wash my hands.
See you later, man.
Get this brown off.
Hey, I only said that because I thought maybe unplug was going to mess it up. You can actually take it if you want. I could bring it, but I was just saying that because I thought.
No, if you don't,
I
ain't
know how this shit was going.
I'm gonna take your mic. I was gonna take your mic stand, actually. do my own show. In my
what's
own
happening,
house.
Mr. Pat?
You people.
What do you mean, you people?
You Zacchaeus. That's what he meant. You can't take that shit home. I didn't step on it.
Shit.
I sent my mic stand home once. My shit came back all wet. Box
all
wet.
Oh,
yeah. You, yeah. What the hell happened to that, man? I said, like, look, man, just, she got shit, crazy man. And
it's got wet.
Oh no, she got wet.
Soaked.
Yeah, when I did so Drew's interview, borrowed his mic stand, came back, she was just wet. I was like, why is this box wet? Nobody in the house had an answer. It's like nobody ever has an answer for this shit.
Nobody knows.
Fuck that.
What happens to somebody else's shit, man?
Pat, you happy about these Raiders, though?
Yeah, shit.
That's ecstatic. Like that's like double.
It's like a dream come true, dude.
What are some of the things you were hearing with fans from Oakland or from California that are saying?
Sound like a real reporter right now. Keep going though, go ahead.
Well, obviously Oakland
that are
has
saying negative things about the team moving to Vegas.
Oakland has a
I haven't heard
has
anything
a reason.
Negative no? From people. Go ahead.
They have a reason to be upset, you know. They're losing their squad.
Do they?
But at the same time, when I see the business aspect of it, they've been trying to get a new stadium built. I mean, if you look at it from the ownership and everything, I'm tired of sharing a Coliseum with a baseball team, having a baseball diamond in there half the show.
Yeah, exactly.
And then part two, I'm tired of looking across the field there and seeing that the 49ers got one built for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay.
Probably getting tired of being tapped
Oracle
on
Arena
base.
Over there. Oracle Arena. Oracle Arena over there. They just balling out of control with the Warriors. Hey, can we get some love? No. But you know, when it rains here, it rains inside and it's in the water stays in the seating. People are suffering. No.
Suffering.
The dude is paying rent.
First
and,
world problem,
and
right?
he's paying rent there, and the rent is he's not profiting.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been begging and begging for Oakland to do something, and they was like, "Nah, you ain't gonna."
Well,
leave.
What does this talk about? They already built the stadium and all that stuff.
No, that's not true. Ronnie Lott and his folks—they're
like 10 years ago. We already built the stadium. They're still paying on it. Like, what are they talking about?
It doesn't even concern me. But all I'm saying is I'm so happy that they. I mean, when Las Vegas. Dropped $750 million in a matter of a month.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to run from that shit.
Hell no.
So, you know, he threatened. He told you, hey, listen, this is a problem. I need help. And he's been saying it for years. This didn't just happen. He gave them ample time to come up with an idea or help. And he was going to put it. He said, look, if y'all just kick me down half, I'll do the other part. No. They refuse. They put his ass on the back burner.
Yeah, that's why I like looking at articles compared to just going off of what people on ESPN are saying.
You know what's crazy about that? That makes me wonder, with that being said, why did Miami's owner seem that he had to...
Fuck him.
Because 32 teams, right?
32 teams, all 31, but all but one
yeah.
decided yay.
Because he said he feels like teams have a... responsibility to the community and they should stay where they're at. I paraphrase it, but that's basically what he said.
You know why he said that? Because he's in Miami and there's money in Miami and he's making bread in Miami. So he don't have to worry about what these people in Oakland are not doing for their team.
Right.
You know who shows up for the Oakland Raider games?
Who?
The motherfuckers behind there with all the makeup and shit on. Everybody
else.
Yeah,
they were having trouble selling out games too.
Exactly.
I read that too. I thought they weren't having a problem with it.
I'm not trying to hate on Oakland fans because I'm a Oakland Raider fan, but I became an Oakland Raider fan when they became the Los Angeles Raiders.
Right.
So when they left and went back, I didn't have a problem with them going back where they belong. But now they come in somewhere where I just happen to live, man. I mean,
right.
Look, I would have dropped whatever team I was with just for a team here in Las Vegas.
Right.
It just happens to be the team that I actually am rocking with right
that
now.
That has to be crazy. Like, so man, the team I'm rocking with is the team that's coming.
It's unbelievable, man. It's an unbelievable feeling.
Still, but the way some of these guys on ESPN was talking, you should feel sorry. So I'm glad we got articles to read and see what it was. Because I read the articles, and the same thing you were saying is what I read. I was like, yeah, but he's giving you ample time.
This has been years.
This has been years. They've been talking about this.
Not one, two, not 3 years. This has been a long time.
Hey, I need a new house.
These last 2 years of the team actually, you know, making moves.
They're seeing the 49ers suck ass, but they built them a whole new stadium. How does that feel as an owner when you say, hey, I want that? Hey, what it's my turn. No, we don't have money for you, but we're gonna kick down some money on the other side.
Maybe some bad aura around California right now for NFL teams too. Maybe they need a fresh start.
They are losing the Warriors too. I mean, they just going across the bay, but
yeah.
Warriors are going to San Francisco.
Hey, man.
Who was you saying hurt you? Because me, I was saying fuck you to everybody, and Jamele Hill was the one
that hurt me, man. I'm like, yo, is she from Oakland?
No, she's from Detroit.
Then what the fuck, man? Fucking Jamele, you had me at hello until that shit.
I was rocking with her.
Them dick-sucking lips. Lips is nice, boy.
Yeah, they are.
God.
I was, I'm not going to just, you know, go that far with her. But yeah,
I hope she didn't listen to this particular episode.
Oh, man.
That's why, you know, whatever. Anyway.
Jamele, wouldn't that be crazy, though?
That would, right?
Mike, why you have to say that shit?
Sorry, Jamele. You're a beautiful woman.
Oh, most definitely.
What was I getting ready to say?
But fuck you. Fuck you with that opening shit, man.
So all I read was the headline.
Yeah.
And I immediately went to my man, fuck what you got to say. Like, I went straight to that.
From who? From her?
From Jamele, right?
Okay.
So I was like, well, let me hear what she got to say.
Right.
So I clicked it. I listened to what she got to say. I was like, okay. I take back the fuck. It's more like, shut up, you don't really know everything you're talking about.
Jamele was out of pocket.
Because she had me. I kind of agree with what she was saying. Because
yeah.
She was pretty much saying it's a travesty. I mean, a team that's been in this long. I mean, when you think Raiders, you think Oakland. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
So,
I think
Las Vegas. Yeah.
I think Marcus Allen. I think Marcus Allen in a championship, and that was in Los Angeles.
Shout out to you. But
Jim Plunkett.
That's a real Raiders fan right there. He's just throwing out names. I don't know who the fuck he's talking about.
Is he like a coach?
He's a quarterback.
Quarterback?
Number 12.
Right. What was I saying?
Basically talking about keeping it real, being loyal.
That part. It was the end where she was like, and good luck, Las Vegas. Y'all are happy now, but good luck paying back that $750 million back that, you know, Oakland is still paying for the 84. I was like, wait a minute. This ain't Oakland. Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
There's way more revenue flowing through.
There's way more money in Vegas than there is in Oakland. First of all. Second of all, we not paying for most of that. That's coming out of tourist money. 1.4 they raised for the hotel tax. That's where they're coming up with most of the $750 million for the stadium. So I was like, why are you talking out of pocket? You don't know. Like, at least relay the information right. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
I just want to catch her talking about somebody like LeBron and praising him when he ain't loyal to a team. Because there is no loyalty in sports any fucking more. Because there's no loyalty in sports and a team want to up and bounce when they ain't and not just out of nowhere, but when you've been begging for the opportunity to have what everybody else is having so you could be – you know, you want to sell out some seats. You want to the adequate space. You want a fucking dome if you choose to. You want to cut your fans don't want to be reined in.
Look, man.
You want the possibility of a Super Bowl to come to Las Vegas
after you go to a Dallas stadium.
Possibility now, yeah.
After you go to a Dallas stadium playing there, yeah, you don't want nothing.
Go
less.
Back to Oakland from
you don't
Dallas.
Want nothing less.
Yeah. How you go back to Oakland from Dallas?
Playing in that stadium, you go back to sharing it with the A's, getting your leg broke. At third base and shit. He's like, man, fuck.
That's why homeboy got his leg hurt, man. Turf was too
that dirt ain't no was turf. Hard. That shit is dirt.
Straight dirt, huh?
Dirt.
Straight dirt.
It's too hard.
Put the T on that shit.
Didn't even put fake grass to mask it or nothing.
No, they don't even cover it.
They let you know, hey, we playing on the baseball.
That's a damn shit.
But you wanna stay there. Hey man. Stay loyal. I moved out of Compton, goddammit. There was a goddamn reason for it too.
Right? Good fucking reason.
You still in Alabama?
Hell no. Nah.
You going back?
I'll visit. Look, man, I got a limit on shit like that.
just saying.
Here's a little different. I was born here. I left. I came right back. So, you know, I rock with Vegas.
Stay loyal. You got to choose what you're loyal to. And I don't think sports, you know.
Yeah, it's not really that important. Like, somebody's like, well, what if they come there and leave?
Bye.
All right. See you later.
I mean, you know, I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts.
I'm going to enjoy it while it's here. You talking about I went my whole life, ain't have a team? There's nothing that, like, Vegas doesn't have the market to support it. That used to be the thing. Now, if this was 99, maybe the 80s, maybe even early 2000s.
When the mob was.
I rock with you, early 2000s. But now, we got over 2 million people that live here. We got over 2 million people that live here now, actually. Top on that plus the tourists. Like, come on, man.
No, look.
You can't play with me. Don't do that shit.
I can get
biblical. Plus, most of those people fly in.
And you got places like Green too. Bay.
I can get biblical.
Hold on, but you got
if you build
like,
it,
hold on, you got
they will come.
Like Green Bay, that's a smaller market than this that have a team. And you're going to tell me that Vegas can't support a team when there's teams with smaller markets that got them? Come on, man.
If you build it, they will come. Give an opportunity before you shut some shit down. Watch what we do. Watch us show out. Watch California come up here because it ain't that far a drive.
Yeah, it ain't got to drive, what, seven
watch,
hours to Oakland?
Watch Arizona Raider fans come out here. Watch all the fans that ain't even Raiders fans come to support their teams when they come into that fucking
people going to make
we
a weekend
tell this to
out
everybody,
of it. Too. People going
to
make
everybody
a weekend
everybody comes
out of it.
To Vegas.
Yeah, they're
it's a melting pot.
Everybody comes to Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be a week. People going to make a weekend out of it. Now, let's go to Vegas. See the Raiders.
Now.
You know how easy
the only
that
con
is?
I see,
hold on,
the only con I see is the traffic.
Hold on. You Ooh. Know how easy that is now if you're a Raiders fan, you're a guy, to get your woman to travel to see the Raiders?
In Vegas?
Yeah, let's go to Vegas.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no problem. The dude goes to see the Raiders and she goes off and does it. Like, come on, man. Before, he had to convince her to go to Oakland.
What's in Oakland?
The Raiders. Nah, okay, I don't want to go. You can convince her to come to Vegas now. Like.
Yeah, it's pool parties.
Pool
dude,
parties and
it's
pool
supposed
parties.
To be, I mean, this Coliseum that they're building, this thing that they're building is going to be an entertainment thing. It's not just going to be a dome.
Yeah,
they're going to have that shit locked in with all kinds
it's,
of shit.
You know
shit.
What? It's too bad it ain't going to last long, though. Earthquakes.
Yeah, man, we got earthquakes like that here.
Man, we starting to get these tremors, man.
We ain't got California tremors, though.
Nah, we ain't got that.
And they got two teams in that motherfucker in Los Angeles.
Right? And they both need to go. LA only cared about... There's only like there's three teams in California. There's three. I understand the Warriors are winning. There's three. It's the Lakers, it's the Raiders, and the LA Kings. Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't call it
I'll rock
the
with the
Rams,
Dodgers, so I'll even
Angels.
Go four.
Oh, yeah.
Dodgers. So yeah.
You got the baseball team.
Angels,
yeah.
Rams.
Yeah. Angels too.
No. You say the Rams, but
they are the first
the
Los
Raiders
team.
The Raiders run.
Yeah,
L.A. Are we there? So do you get what I mean by when I say
this? The Raiders
are
the reason, you know, the Raiders are the Lakers.
Yeah, and the Lakers, like the Clippers don't exist.
Not now.
No.
Man, no.
They can't get out there, what, the first round or second round?
We ain't got no round, though.
Second. They can't get out the second.
Can't get out the second
round.
We
currently can't get in the round.
And y'all still, there's still Lakers fans who's like, I'm not fucking with the Clippers. Just the Clippers. I know somebody right now.
I know
he's
somebody right now.
He's a diehard Lakers fan. And I was like, well, what about, because he's
JP.
From LA too. I was like, why don't you just go for the Clippers? He's like, don't fuck with
JP
Clippers.
Don't play, boy. JP is like, say something else about them Clippers.
Fuck with the Clippers.
Kick
man.
You right in your dome.
Clippers need to leave and just come to Vegas. Just come on. If one thing this is a basketball town. Coming here would be pretty nice. I mean, the summer league's already here. MGM done built that stadium. They need to just Steve Ballmer just need to just leave LA, man. He ain't gonna ever win that city over. Ever. He can win 5 championships. He still ain't gonna win it over.
Still Lakerland.
It'll still be Lakerland.
Purple and gold.
Yep.
Underneath that shadow,
man. Speaking of that, man, I got a small beef with your Lakers right now, man.
What's wrong with
them? Why are y'all claiming them 16 championships?
Hmm?
Why are y'all claiming 16 championships, man?
16. How many we got in reality?
11.
Why 16? Where's the other ones come from?
5 of them came from Minneapolis.
Oh, then you got to claim them. They're yours.
How you just transfer that? How you transfer another?
Are they up in the rafters when you look up? They must be.
Do they say Minneapolis on them?
They say Lakers.
They do say Lakers.
You don't think Oakland Raiders going to put the championships they coming to Las Vegas? Because Oakland took the ones that were won in Los Angeles, L.A.
Do you think teams should do that?
Do what? Take it?
Yeah.
It's not the place. It's because you don't win the championship in that place.
I mean,
you might have to win it somewhere.
But I mean,
else.
Like the people, like as fans.
What about them?
Like, do you just like accept, or are you like, man, we need a championship, or do you like, oh, we already got one? Like when this team gets transported over to you.
You only say we only got one. We already got one when you've been losing for a long time.
But I'm saying, like, do you say that? Like, yeah, we already got.
Yeah, like if somebody come at
two
me about
championships, like, yeah, but they never won in Vegas or wherever. Like, yeah, but we still got two.
Nah, you can't claim.
Like,
those.
You can't claim those.
You can't
right?
Claim those at all.
I can say the Raiders.
Everybody knows. I don't have to say it. We already know what we've done.
You know what it is.
But I'm not gonna focus on what we've done until you only talk about what you've done. Like when somebody's shitting on you.
If you're a fan before all the moving and shit goes on, you're true and all that.
Yeah, doesn't count. He can count.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Yeah.
Time out. The day them motherfuckers set foot in Las Vegas. And you decide you're going to be a Raider fan, ain't no such thing as a bandwagon. If you're Battleborn, that's your team.
I know that, but I'm saying.
We're talking about the championships part.
Like, I can't be sitting here and talking about championships like they just got here. They didn't win none here.
You can.
They ain't even.
I can, because I birthed you. I will birth you in. I will christen
birth
you.
Me in.
I will christen you.
Like, I could talk about the Dallas championships, but I can't talk about it rung up here, too.
Oh, okay.
It only
you're connected. Oh, maybe it's because you're connected.
There must have been an accident. My stepmama calling me. I hope she ain't calling me with no bad news. She don't never call me.
I hope not bad news either.
You want to pause?
You want to pause and call that back?
If she call again, then
you're going to have to pick that up.
That second call. Yeah.
Tell me about my daddy.
I'm a second call person.
It's my daddy's watch.
If I push the button. You don't call back, it wasn't important. If you call right back, I'm like, all right, I'm obligated to pick the fucking phone up.
Yeah, she don't call back. She was probably trying to call my dad. Probably say Patrick in both phones.
That makes sense.
I see.
What were we talking about?
It's talking about the Raiders in the championships. What teams in the championships?
Okay,
move.
So like the Lakers, I would get it because you guys have won championships in L.A. You won 11. So I can get it. Like Boston, all 17 of them championships was in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I hear some Lakers fans saying, we got 16 titles.
Look, man.
And I looked, I was like, man, y'all got 11.
Boston.
It was on accident when I looked it up.
Boston, mind you, has supported their team from day one. Whenever they needed money, the Bostonians put that money in.
They did.
From day
right.
one. They sell out that arena.
Yeah.
And when they don't even play, it got revenue coming in even when they're not in there
right.
from other things going in there.
Right. Are there some
Talk to me about the Oakland Coliseum.
I can't tell you nothing.
All right. Nobody can.
Yeah, I can't tell you anything.
They can't neither. I feel sorry for the fans, yeah, because the fans ain't had nothing to do with this shit. Fans is want to see their team and want to root for their team.
Maybe they feel like, well, there's nothing to do in Oakland. But in Vegas, there's stuff to do. So like,
even
you're still distracted. I guess LA is the same way.
Let's not disrespect those people, man. Say there's nothing to do in Oakland.
Even
not
what is that? Boston Red Sox baseball field, Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Even they upgraded Fenway Park. That's the oldest motherfucking baseball park.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did.
If you can upgrade that, I mean, that's money. It's money in there. Where's the money at in Oakland?
But there's money in baseball though.
There ain't no money in football in an NFL organization.
It's a lot of money in baseball.
There's a lot of money in baseball.
No.
Oakland. Right.
No. I get what you're saying. No, I get what you're saying.
They refused to either renovate it
because they kept saying it comes from tax.
He's paying rent.
The mayor didn't want the people. Okay, this is what I read. This is what's coming in. The mayor didn't want because from what they're saying. 10 years ago, they paid for a stadium already, so they're saying they're still paying for it now, and they're asking for another stadium. That's the reports I'm hearing, but I'm like, yeah, but that stadium now is, I guess, it's shitty. So they're like, what, they're going to ask for a new stadium every 10 years?
And if they did, if everybody else is following suit every 10 years, changing their shit up.
Then, yeah.
Then why can't they?
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a new stadium every 10 years. Just upgrade.
Jerry Jones's Jerry Jones's stadium and the Arizona stadium set the standard for what things should be.
Hey,
and
look, that's a big ass fucking place.
That Seattle one? No. That's Seattle stadium. Yeah. All those stadiums that I just named.
Those are new.
The Minnesota Vikings one. Mm-hmm. When the first time they knew that they could open a dome and close a dome and do all that shit.
Right.
Shit. That changed the dynamics. All them owners was like, we gotta touch this.
That big ass blizzard changed the shit over there.
Jerry Jones set the standard. He was like, this is what it could be like.
Them and the Redskins are the only ones playing on like shitty fields, right?
I don't know. The Jets maybe.
Well, no, they play at MetLife. They play with the same place the Giants play.
Do they?
Yeah, it's the same stadium. That's not even in New York. It's in New Jersey.
But
the Superdome, man.
You give these boys a dome.
Or you give they got a new dome too? New Orleans?
Well, yeah.
They got a new dome too. I mean, of course Katrina, but yeah, they got a new one, right?
The Superdome.
Anything that's a dome would be the word new.
Yeah, they do have a new one because it wasn't like.
Oh yeah, that Katrina.
It's not like the Superdome anymore.
If you say dome, it's new. Yeah. So, look, even if you don't decide to put a dome over this shit and you want to make it more sturdy and all that kind of stuff, something. Give these boys something. Why don't the Raiders deserve their own field to play in? And how can they find the money to build Oracle Arena and do what they was doing with that shit? They're generating a lot of
dome.
Who's
paying for that? Is that the city paying for that?
Dude, yes. All of it gets paid by the people.
Yeah, I'd be pissed off too. I'd be like, hey, I want some shit.
Mercedes-Benz Superdome. That's what they have.
Okay. Yeah, like who's more popular, I guess, overall? Warriors or the Raiders?
The fucking Raiders. So the like Warriors became relevant.
So you should take care of the Raiders. Right?
And now they start winning and they want to bounce. They like, wait.
I really felt like that. I felt like it was like when they suck, it's like, yeah, go ahead, leave. I feel like the mayor was like, cool, yeah, find someplace else. Then they started winning, like around four games into the season. All of a sudden, the mayor was like, oh, let me find some money somewhere.
When they saw Derek Carr.
Let me look for something.
As soon as they recognized they got a franchise quarterback, they was like, right. This is not just a quarterback. He's one of those. They're going to build around this boy. As soon as Reggie McKenzie started actually – look, before –
boy, Khalil Mack.
Before this Davis, before son Davis,
yeah,
Daddy Davis was doing some calamity. Shit was not right.
Yeah,
so,
hurt.
But when they got McKenzie, McKenzie is the kind of guy who likes to build from the draft. And just before he got in, they had gave us Carson Palmer, and – there was a lot of shit going on that was looking pretty good, but McKenzie's way when he came in wasn't that way. So there was conflict up top, a whole lot of conflict. Now that Carson's gone, now that whole regime is gone, and the son said, okay, McKenzie, do your thing. And when they got Del Rio in there,
all right,
and McKenzie and Del Rio are meshing really, really well together, and they have the same philosophy, then you started seeing action. Then when Carr came up and they showed, this is the kid, we got him, everything is lining up to be right. And I'm not saying that we're going to be winning Super Bowls and shit like that, but I'm saying that we're going to be competing. And everybody's all in from top to bottom. This is, now you're going to start seeing them be relevant again. I mean, come
hopefully.
On, man.
Hmm? What are you looking at? Cheeks over there? What the fuck?
No, I was... This is some other shit. Xavier Woods, I was looking up. I was trying to see if he got fired.
No, he didn't get fired. Earlier. They say they're not going to do nothing.
But nah, I don't know where I was about to go with that.
It's all right, man.
It's all right.
It's over.
Do my concentration. I was following the conversation.
But Brandon, are you a Raiders fan now?
I'm a Raiders fan now. I'm a Las Vegas
Unless
you're gonna be watching it,
but when they are not playing the Titans here in Vegas,
I'm a Las Vegas Raider fan. Even when they're playing the Dallas Cowboys, because you know why?
Why?
It's a fucking win-win for me. It doesn't matter. There's no way. Let's say slight chance, right? Too, Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys, Las Vegas Raiders.
What?
Right?
Yeah.
Dallas loses. There's no way I'm mad that Vegas won a Super Bowl.
Game one.
Hold on. Dallas wins. There's no way I'm still mad. I'm a Cowboys fan, so there's no way I'm mad. That's a win-win for me.
Game one, opening day.
Right.
What are you wearing?
I don't wear anything.
Do you wear a jersey?
No, I don't wear a jersey.
A baseball cap. That's a football cap. NFL.
Sure, yeah.
Who you representing?
Day one, Las Vegas Raiders.
What if they playing the Cowboys on day one?
I still work at Las Vegas Raiders.
You get what I'm saying?
But I'm not.
You going to have any attire, any Raiders attire on?
Hold on. Let me switch real quick.
They were playing the Titans that day?
Yeah.
Let me see if you're going to say what I'm getting ready to say.
Yeah, I might have a Derrick Henry.
First half, I'm wearing a Las Vegas Raiders hat. Second half, I'm going to throw on the Dallas hat. I'm going to have both of them.
We're going to get a lot of people like that, a lot of wishy-washies, a lot of people who claim Las Vegas, but then when the team they've been rocking with for years and years, it's going to be some conflict in there.
But if they're playing. Like, if they're not.
But check this. Our children.
Like, I can't rock with Dallas this long and then, like.
Our children.
I'm in this for the long run.
Your kids will grow up Raiders fans in Las Vegas as long as you're here. And then they'll build something, and now we'll have a thing to take our kids to a Raiders game and say, hey.
I did tell you the only thing that would trump it, though. I did tell you the only thing that would trump it. If my dad goes to the first game, who is a Raiders fan, and me never been to an NFL game before, so if my first NFL game is a Raiders game with my pops, who is a Raiders fan, and it's in my city, the Raiders would have way more sentimental value than what the Cowboys would have. Do you get what I'm saying there?
What I get is I can't wait for 3 years when I'm gonna have to buy your daddy his ticket if you keep talking like that.
So there would be a huge edge there. There would be a pretty big edge there. Yeah.
Put on that Derek Carr jersey or that Amari Cooper jersey.
Khalil Mack jersey.
Khalil Mack.
Still not rocking the jersey. I'll put the hat on, man. I'm not really a jersey person.
I will be then, because I'm going to have my kid in a jersey. I'm going to be in my jersey.
You'll be jersey out, though.
Man.
I'm rocking the hat, man. I'll definitely do a shirt, do a Raiders shirt. Do we keep the colors?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Silver and black.
All right, man.
Only makes sense.
We're going to shut it down, man.
Only makes sense.
We're going to end it. So hopefully I don't have to piece this part into a part two.
Oh, shit.
Hey, like I said, this is the last show on Podomatic. So basically what I'm going to need you to do is the next show we're going to need y'all to resubscribe to us on the iTunes, because we're switching over to SoundCloud. I got to do a whole new directory. So we kind of start from scratch. So if you rock with us, we need you to keep rocking with us. Y'all got anything to add to that?
I love y'all.
Yeah, because we're going to actually market the show. We've been getting good feedback about us.
I think we got the chops to be out there in the big time.
The chops. Boy, you got the chops.
Chops.
We at it.